Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Top 5 places that TikTok, the women of TikTok, have agreed you should never take somebody on a first date. Number 5, Olive Garden. Number 4, Chipotle. Number 3, Chili's. Number 2, Applebee's. Number 1, Cheesecake Factory. Doesn't matter how you feel about this, that's what they've decided. But Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, it comes to a bigger question. How about the second date? And how do you initiate the second date? One of my friends went on a great blind first date. I guess I shouldn't call it a blind date. They met on one of the apps, and they met.
So they definitely saw each other.
They saw a picture of each other, so I guess I can't call it a blind date.
30 questions about each other.
They wrote a bio.
Nobody set them up except a robot. Right.
Yeah, and she thought it went super great. So now this happened 2 nights ago, and she hasn't heard from the dude yet, and the guy. And she said to me, she's like, should I just reach out to him? And I was like, I don't know. Like, are you supposed to initiate a second date? And then it brought it all back. Like, what are the rules of asking for a second date? When do you do it? And are there rules anymore?
You know what? I mean, I just shy from the fact that when you meet somebody and you like them, all rules go out the window, right? This is not a game to be played, but a lot of people would disagree with that. They say that if you want to be effective, you really want to, you know, get somebody into that relationship to hit the next level, you have to contend with these rules. If I like somebody and we're out that first time, I say, when can I see you again? I would say, you know, when I'm dropping them off or when they're leaving or whatever it may be.
So true. I agree.
You think so? You think you initiate the second date during the first date?
Yes. Yes, make that move.
Right 100%. At the end.
Yeah, you guys all agree on that?
Yeah.
Because it used to be, remember, that you had to wait 3 days.
Yeah.
Really? Before,
yes. Julie, you know, you're from a different generation.
Yeah, you couldn't text or anything for 3 days. Wow. You certainly would not call right away the next day. I mean, I would say, again, I think you're better off asking that night than you the next morning. Hey, but if you like somebody, tell them.
Yeah, you don't need to lock something in on that first date. But at the very end, hey, you know what? I had a great time. I would like to do this again if you're open to it. And then 3 days later, then be like, hey, we talked about whatever. How about a movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Julie, this is, interestingly enough, us being the women on this show.
Right.
Would you initiate a second date during a first date? Because I know I never would.
Do you want to know what my move is? Because I've only been on 2 second dates because I've been in longer term relationships both times.
Julie's got to move though. In these
she's
got to
move.
All right, what's the move?
So you text after the date, like later on that night, and just say you had a nice time, so they know you're still thinking about them and that date. It works both times.
It works both.
She's
both
beat
times.
Red. She's beat red. Look at her. Beat red. Just talking about this. She's like, whatever. I made the move. Right, but did you agonize before you sent the text?
No.
Like, you, it worked the first time.
I'm on the same page as you. You just express your interest. There's no reason to play games.
Right. That's a really good move, honestly, because if first of all, you say thank you for dinner, unless you, what if you paid for the bill? What if you picked up the bill?
Ooh.
So Julie, I you don't know this about me, but I used to have a thing.
She had a thing.
I had a thing where I would never let a guy pay for me on a date because I never wanted them to expect anything.
That's I get
right.
that. Yeah. I get that. But if they ask for the date, they're paying. Yeah. That's how I am.
Also, Anna knew how to drive a manual shift transmission in case she ever had to get herself out of a situation and escape a kidnapping. That's
true.
Right.
My dad taught me.
Those are 2 things that she had.
My dad never wanted me drunk at a party where everybody was drunk and then there was only a stick shift car that had to be driven. He wanted me to do that.
Driven by a ravenous, terrible person that he would not want you dating. Right.
If you ever thought going to the Cheesecake Factory on a first date was too stressful, turns out you're not alone.
It's a lot. It's like, how many pages to that menu are there? There's like 18.
It's ridiculous. All right, so last year, a woman went viral because she said that she was too good looking to be going to the Cheesecake Factory on a first date.
Yeah.
And they released a list, TikTok, of the top places that you should never take a woman on a first date. Cheesecake Factory is number one. Applebee's, Chili's also on the list. But putting that aside, nobody ever talks about the second date.
Right.
Because that's the one that I think is harder because you don't really know how to initiate it if the other person doesn't and you feel awkward getting into that like, what do you do? How do you do it?
First date's like a jump-in moment, right? Like, it's got the potential to be great. It's got the potential to be catastrophic. But when you go second date, it's like, I need to know more. We're getting into this. The interview process really, you know, gets serious at this point, I think.
So we went around the office because it used to be, remember, I don't know if you remember this, but it used to be 3 days. You had to wait 3 days.
Minimum.
Yeah, before you reached out to somebody after a first date. And is that the same thing? How do you initiate a second date? Producer Julie went around the office to the office squad to find out.
What is your rule to initiate a second date?
My idea is nothing. If he is interested, he will call. So if they want to, they will. And I will wait and see if he calls. If he doesn't, then it wasn't meant to be.
I know as it sounds like old-fashioned, but I agree with that.
I mean, what if you really like them, though?
Why didn't they reach out to me?
I mean, but you got to put the hook out there. You don't know what could have happened the next day.
It's
maybe
true.
Maybe their car broke down. Maybe somebody in their family got sick. Anything could have happened. Maybe they think you don't like them.
I know. It makes, when you say it, Raven, it makes all the sense.
You're playing
but I'm
so
like that.
Cool, but we don't know.
Mm.
First of all, you got to decide whether you want one or not. I mean, it's initiated. You both got to be willing. Willing, able, and...
How do you tell if it's a mutual thing that you should reach out for a second date?
If you had good conversation, if you were able to stand each other for the first date. Okay, if you can stand each other for the first date, chances are you can get a second date.
Who do you think should initiate the second date?
Either or, doesn't matter.
If the person has not completely repelled you, and you've decided that they're somewhat fine... That's how you figure out if you want to go on a second date?
I wonder what his love story is, because both him and his wife are insane. I know them both, and they are both insane. In a great way.
What is the best way to initiate a second date?
Well, I think you'd just be honest, right? You'd just say, hey, I had a good time. Mm-hmm. Want to hang out again? Right?
Who should it be initiating it?
I don't necessarily think it matters. You know, if we're all grown adults here. You know, at a certain point, you just kind of, you get the vibe.
He's unmarried.
But that's it's sweet. And everything that everybody says makes sense.
Okay.
But how come it's still so difficult, right?
That's got to be right for their thing. Mm-hmm. Two people got to line up like that.
What is your rule to initiate a second date?
You got to text after the first date, see how the first date went. If they seem receptive and think that the first date went well, then you ask for the second date.
Who do you think should initiate it?
Whoever initiated the first date.
See, that seems like rules. And that's a guy who's actively dating. And he said, like, there's rules. After the first date, you send a follow-up. It's like when you go to a store and it sends you a survey afterwards.
I was going to say, it sounded like, I mean, I was going to use the word interrogation, but survey is better, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what did you think? Rate it on a scale of 1 to 5.
Thank you for visiting Bloomingdale's. We would like to know more about your experience. On a rate of 1 to 5, how is the customer service? It's kind of the same thing. You have to send a follow-up text to see how you performed on the date.
Or you could just say, I like you. That's all.
I think that's weird.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.